Hello and welcome to episode 6 of the English Study Academy English Learning Podcast. My name is Jason. I'm here with my very well-educated co-host, Anastasia. How are you today?
Hello, I'm fine. Thank you. And what about you?
I'm doing good. It is the middle of August, and that means that, well, first off, it's super hot. I don't know. How's the weather where you are?
Today it's hot also, but I don't think that it's too hot.
Oh my gosh, it's so hot. I'm just melt. You know, I think I've told you before, I live in a very old house. And this old house does not have air conditioning.
So
I just sit here and I'm melting like a popsicle.
Yeah.
Do you have air conditioning where you live?
No, I don't, but I live in St. Petersburg and I don't think I really need it because it's not, the weather here is not that hot.
Mm.
So, for example, in August, we have some warm days and some very cold days. Last week, we have cold and warm days. Like one day, you can think that, wow, it's summer, and the next day, you will think, oh my god, it's autumn.
Oh, really? In August?
Yeah.
Now, for us here in California, August is a hot, sticky month. And actually, in California, we have a very special season that starts maybe late August, early September. And that is, I'm sure you've heard of it, the California fire season. Literally the entire state catches on fire. It's horrible.
Yeah.
This isn't a figure of speech. I mean, like, we actually catch on fire.
Mm-hmm.
My wife actually, I don't know if you could hear her yelling in from the next room. She said, LA is on fire right now. By LA, I mean Los Angeles. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Great. Yeah. No. Really. Yeah. Oh my god is exactly the right exclamation to have there. But
I don't really like very hot weather.
Yeah, I don't either. Myself, I'm trying to convince my wife to move to some place where it's not hot, but I don't know if that's gonna happen. So yeah, to Russia. I heard that in Russia, it's been really hot. Like in Siberia, they've been having like record hot days.
I think yes, but they have hot days every summer, and also really cold days in winter. Like,
oh, so they just have hot and cold days.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. That seems like you get the worst of both worlds. It's really hot and it's really cold. And also you're really far away from everybody. Do they even have internet in Siberia?
Yes, of course. I think everybody in Russia have. But for example, in Sakhalin, this is my, this is the island where I am from. Mm-hmm. So the internet there is not very strong like here in St. Petersburg. It's quite weak.
Yeah, the internet, you know, honestly, the internet in the United States is not great. I think we pay a lot of money for not a great connection.
I think the same situation in Russia, but I thought that the internet is in Russia, like, it's not the best internet in the world. And I thought that you don't have such problems in the USA.
Well, so listeners don't realize this because I cut it out, but we are always dropping our Skype calls, right?
Yeah.
And so now I know why. It's because the United States and Russia have the worst internet. I guess it's not the worst internet, but you know, it's not great. Yeah. I've heard the internet is really good in like Germany, Japan, Korea.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never been there. Anyway, okay, so
I
aside
was
from, oh, what's that?
I was in Korea and I was in Germany, but I don't remember something about the internet.
Oh, I forgot. I forgot that you've been to Korea. I thought you were just close to Korea.
Yeah,
How
I was
long
living
were you in Korea
close.
for? Just like for vacation?
I was there for 3 weeks, but it
Oh.
was very long ago. It
Oh,
was
okay.
in 2012.
Oh, that is long ago. How old were you? Were you like 5 years old? I'm just kidding.
I was 15.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Okay, so it's
Yeah.
not just fire season though in California and around the whole world. It is actually back to school season.
Yeah.
Now I know you've just finished school.
I
So,
finished
yeah,
university.
so you're done, right? Like you probably weren't thinking about going back to school. But children
Yeah.
and college students all around the world are getting ready to start their fall semester. Now, in Russia,
Yeah.
when does the fall semester start?
On the 1st of September, this is the day, just like a celebration where all the people buy some flowers and go to school. They give all these flowers to teachers. There is some special, how to say it, like in front of school, all the children of all the classes are together, some songs and other things, and then different groups go to their classes and have some the teachers tell them about their schedule, and they just go home, and on the 2nd of September start to learn at school.
That sounds like almost too good to be true. So you're telling me that like it almost sounds like you're describing a, like a fantasy of what school should be. So like all the children come with flowers and they meet their teachers and then give out all the flowers. This is like so beautiful sounding. Is this true?
It's true, but
Wow.
it's like a tradition.
Oh, okay,
I
it's a
don't think
tradition.
that everybody just love their teachers too much to give them flowers,
Yeah.
but it's just like tradition. You should do it. There are some students who do it, some students who don't, but there are always a lot of flowers for next few days in the class of the teacher.
Well, that's a really nice tradition. We need to have something like that in the US. Now, I think on the first day of
Yeah.
school, children don't bring flowers, but children do. Well, I think at the in the United States, it's much more focused on the self, you know, which I'm sure that's how everybody thinks of the US, right? Like we're very inward looking. And so children, they have their brand new haircuts, brand new clothes, brand new shoes. Usually they'll have a new backpack. Everybody dresses, you know, like my daughter and son, I'm sure, have already chosen what they will wear for their first day of school. Because they want to show off to all their friends, right?
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
interesting, but in Russia, we n not all schools have their own uniform, and people can wear their usual clothes, but students, not people, just students. And on the 1st of September, all the students usually wear black trousers, white shorts, like jackets, and it looks like uniform. So they do it on the 1st of September, and then they do not wear it. But some schools have uniform, and all the children like just look the same.
Now, when you went to school, did you have to wear a uniform?
No, I didn't have, but last 2 years at school, I have to wear some like black trousers, black skirts, and white upper coat, shorts, t-shirts. I don't know, just like
Like a
two
blouse.
color, black and white. Yeah, blouse maybe. Yeah.
Now, when I was in school, I had to wear a uniform in middle school, but not in high school. And then my children do not have to wear uniforms.
Yeah, and
I
they
don't
think
know.
it's great.
Yeah, I don't know. I have mixed feelings. Like I think sometimes uniforms are good because then everybody's the same. But then also, as somebody who had to wear a uniform, I hated it.
Yeah, and I think that uniform just don't let people to express themselves. And sometimes teenagers and children at school just want to express themselves. They want to be unique, but they should look like anybody in the school. And
Yes.
maybe I'm saying that like a person who finished graduated from school not so long ago, and I didn't really like to wear black and white clothes.
Oh, okay, hold on. I misunderstood. So you had to wear black and white in college?
No.
Oh,
Like
okay.
5 years ago,
Yeah,
I
this is when you're in
graduated
high
from
school.
school,
Okay.
and
All
at
right.
school, yeah. And in the university, we don't really have any rules about our clothes.
Yeah. All right. So, school will be starting soon. And
Yeah.
everybody's going to have a bunch of classes they take. And so I kind of wanted to talk about different subjects that students have. And maybe we can compare and contrast, a little bit what it's like from the American point of view and maybe from the kind of more Eurocentric point of view. Now, in American schools, kids will take, depending on the school, but they'll usually take several core subjects. English, obviously, because they need, we speak English here in the United States. Some sort of a mathematics course. One plus one equals two, or so I've been told. And also some type of a history course. And I think those are the core classes: history, math, and English. Now, in Russia, what would a kid take? Would I get the feeling that Russian kids take more classes than American kids do.
Yeah, because we have a lot of compulsory. So we do not have these subjects that we can choose. We all have the same subjects, and all the subjects are compulsory. Are we talking about primary school or any
Let's talk
level?
about like middle school and high school because I feel like there's a lot more flexibility there.
Yeah, so in Russia we have much more courses like Russian,
Of course.
literature, mathematics, like geometry and algebra. Also we have history, of course. How to say it, social. Well, I don't remember how
I
to
guess
say it
social
in English.
sciences, yeah.
Yeah, social sciences. Also, we have chemistry, physics, biology, geography. I don't remember. Like IT, I don't know how to say it.
Oh,
Informatics.
yeah, information technology.
Information technologies, yeah. And also PE, physical education.
Now, all of these classes
But
are
and
mandatory.
What? I'm sorry.
All, yeah, all, so all of these classes are mandatory. You don't get a choice.
No, we just have a schedule, or the same
Oh.
schedule for every student, and like 6 lessons a day. And for example, history 2 times a week, I don't know, Russian 5 times a week, literature 4 times a week, and etc.
Now, do Russian students get the chance to choose elective courses? Elective meaning you don't have to take it, but you can take it on top of all your other classes.
The situation with elective courses is interesting because there are only maybe few courses. So you have all these compulsory subjects,
Yes.
and also you have to choose between like. For example, in my school, in the high school, I had to prepare for exams, state exams, and we had elective courses. For example, I'm going to pass English, so I had elective English class,
Yeah.
like additional English class, and where we were preparing for exam, for example, who is going to pass social, how to say it,
This
social
is the social
sciences,
sciences. Yeah.
social sciences. They just have elective course where they're preparing for passing this exam, and. This was the situation. But I know that, for example, my younger brother, he was in primary school, and he had also some, I don't know how to say it, religion.
Oh, interesting. It's like a religious studies class.
It wasn't compulsory, but they just have to choose something. For example, this.
Yeah.
Or I don't remember the second. So there were just 2 variants, and you have to choose one of them.
Oh, okay. Okay, so I think this is very interesting. Now, first, I wanted to note the word compulsory. This is a great word. Compulsory means you must do it, right? You don't have a choice. Yeah, and I think I actually never hear the word compulsory used in America, but all people that I speak to outside of America always talk about compulsory courses. So it's a very different mindset, I think, towards education. But then the other thing I wanted to talk about was the idea of electives. So in the United States, an elective course is really, I would say, it's considered a fun class. So like music, maybe you play, in the orchestra or the band, maybe you take an art class. Or a cooking class or a wood shop class, meaning you make things out of wood. And I think it's very interesting to hear you talk about elective courses because it seems like in the Russian context, an elective course is actually a class that you're using to prepare for an examination.
Yeah, it's like
Yes.
additional courses. No.
Now, does it ex are there opportunities for kids to take, quote unquote, fun classes? Or is that something that happens outside?
We also have to visit music class. All the students have to visit it, and all
Oh,
the
so it's
students have
compulsory.
to, and also
Oh.
arts, and also it's interesting that We had the subject where girls were cooking and boys were building something.
Oh, yeah,
Now
I
I
think
think that
we call that home
it's
economics.
strange. Yeah.
Wow,
But
interesting.
I was always watching some American movies where about school where students just they said just I know this boy he like we doing arts together or we visiting arts course together and it was
Yes.
very strange for me how can't you know somebody why it's surprising for you that you can know somebody on and you have different classmates and all of the students have different classmates in different subjects and it was very strange for me because we just have a class where for example 20 person and we are always together.
Yeah, okay, that's a good point. So yes, in the United States, and I think in most schools, you'll have a school that has, 1,000, 2,000, whatever kids, a whole bunch of kids. And the kids are mixed up. So you may have different people in every class, every period of the day. And a period, what I mean when I say period, that is one segment of time where you have a class. So like you might have seven periods throughout the day, and your first period might be, I don't know, biology. Your second period is chemistry or whatever. That's, I don't know, something. So, yeah, it can be different every class. But in Russia, you're saying it's the same group. And now, is it, do you guys stay in the same group your entire school career, or is it just for that year?
No, every for 11 years
Oh
you
my
are
God.
together. Somebody can change school or change class, but it's just exceptions. And the main part of this group, we are always together from the first class to the 11th.
Oh man. I hope
Great,
you like your
great.
classmates.
Not really.
You have to see them every day. Wow. That is so interesting. Now, okay, so I want to throw this out there to our listeners. I want to know, do you guys also experience something similar to the what Anastasia has experienced, where you have the same cohort, the same group of students, every single class, every single day for year after year after year? Or are in your country, is it more like the American scenario where you have different classes with different students? And sometimes you might not see the same person, for years, and then you'll have a class with them, and then you won't see them again for a while. Very fascinating. Now, you know what, Anastasia? I just realized I turned off, I minimized my notes, so I wasn't looking at my notes. I was supposed to put a break in here for us to have a commercial, and I didn't do it. And I feel like, honestly, at this point, we're kind of near the end of our show, and I hate to cut it off early, but my daughter has a class coming up. So, today, guys, we've been talking about school, and we just kind of had a freewheeling conversation about the differences between Russian and American school experiences. And we didn't actually get into as much depth as I wanted to on some subjects, but I think we did get into the types of subjects that are being taught, which is very interesting. The difference between the American approach with the core classes and then electives on the side, and then the Russian approach of everything being compulsory. It's very, very different
And
approach.
I was always dreaming about studying in American school.
Anastasia, I think I've told you most of my students are actually Chinese, and it's very interesting to talk to them about the Chinese system. And I want to ask you this question before we end our show. When it's the end of summer and you're getting ready to go back to class, The last few weeks of summer, is this like a free time for you, or are you loaded down with homework in preparation for the upcoming school year?
No, we just free for these 2 weeks. We free for all the summer. We do
Yeah.
not have any homework.
It's exactly the same in the United States. It's totally free. You know, we actually have this
Yeah.
idea in the United States where students actually forget a lot of what they learned the previous year during the
Yeah.
summer. It's bad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, so this is not the case with many of my Chinese students. They have hundreds of pages of homework that they need to complete before school starts. Some of my students,
Oh
they work more hours than I do. As I have, you know, I have a full-time job,
my
and they spend more time doing homework than I do sp than I spend working. It's incredible.
The only thing that we have to do during summer vacation, we have to read a list of literature
Oh yes,
for
we have
summer.
that too.
We have
Summer
a
reading.
list
Yes,
of
summer
summer
reading.
literature. Yeah, summer reading, yeah.
Now, I
This
have to say,
is the only thing that we have.
but I like that. I think that that was fun for me.
Yeah, I
I like
also
to read,
liked
so.
to read. Yeah.
But if it had been like summer math, I don't think I would have had as much fun.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
All right, great. So, hey, Anastasia, thank you so much for joining me today. I sadly do not have any recommendations for today. Do you?
No, I'm not. I don't.
That's fine. You know, so yeah, so this is like kind of our back to school end of the summer special. So we're talking about school, about differences in different education systems, and I really want to throw it out there to all of our listeners and ask, guys, if you have a different experience in your own country, send us an email, podcast@englishstudy.academy, or you can tweet at us. I think the Twitter handle is actually, I don't remember what it is. It's something like English Study Academy. And so go ahead and reach out to us. We'd love to hear your opinions. Now, if you happen to be like me and Anastasia and you have nothing to do during the summer except wait for school to start, and you need an English course to keep you busy, head on over to EnglishStudy.academy, check out the courses page, enter the discount code podcast2020 for 20% off an English vocabulary test. I'm sorry, English vocabulary course. And make sure to like and subscribe, leave comments and thumbs up and everything on our podcast page. And that's it. So, hey, Anastasia, I will see you next time.
Yeah. Bye bye.
Bye bye.